I'm Ruth Bliss with Mission Network News. It's been about 4 months since Hurricane Katrina swept the U.S. Gulf Coast, but the devastation still lingers. Young life workers from the area are trying to pick up the pieces of their own lives while ministering to many other needs at the same time. It's tiring and discouraging, but Young Life's Cindy Mathisloy says they're providing critical incident debriefing.
People who are on Young Life staff, they just want to give, and I'm sure that's true for other ministries as well. And so it's important always to instruct them how to take care of themselves first so that they have something to give.
Pray for encouragement and endurance in the ongoing disaster relief.
We've gotten Bibles there through organizing teams to take Bibles to their luggage. And we have about 500 Bibles in the country right now with about 400 in circulation. And those Bibles are actually in areas where people have never heard the Word of God before.
Next, authorities in Indonesia bulldozed 5 church buildings in an area of Tangerang County last week. According to Voice of the Martyrs Canada, when church members first heard of the proposed demolitions, they requested a delay until after Christmas. While officials claim the buildings violated residential laws, church leaders believe that the destruction was politically motivated. Pray that the believers will remain faithful despite hostility, and pray that the joy of Christ will fill their hearts this Christmas season. And Talking Bibles International is reaching an illiterate people group in Mozambique with the gospel. Luke Ryder with Cross Connection Outreach is the distribution and production partner for the New Testament in Sichua. 1.7 million people speak that language, and with Mozambique's high illiteracy rate, Ryder says audio scriptures are essential. Your gift of $30 can provide one of those audio Bibles. Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University. Church bulletin inserts are available each month to keep missions in front of your church. Go to missionnetworknews.org to see a sample and subscribe. I'm Ruth Bliss.